vacation. And this is an Obama buddy. And I've got with me an attorney and someone who's on the board of Minnesotans Against Common Core and also a political activist and conservative, Marge Holston. So, Marge, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, this topic is pretty scary, and it's not about education. It is about indoctrination.
See, and that's what's troubling. And we've seen in the millennials and the Generation Xers the last 30 years a whole change away from biblical values. And by the way, after at least my generation is gone, the people that view homosexuality, abortion, S&M, all this stuff, it's really changing to say that everything goes, it's just fine.
Oh, it is being heavily promoted, and now as a result of gay marriage coming around, and the bullying bill is going to be hardcore taught and encouraged in Minnesota schools.
You know, Dr. Dennison, who has the Dennison Forum, said that Christians are not only going to be marginalized, but more and more and more, we will be in the minority as we say things are wrong.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see more and more, and I know you're a lawyer, but we're going to see people saying hate speech, hate speech, hate speech. So how do you balance that? And I want to jump off Common Core just because I want to ask you a legal question. I know you've been involved politically. You know, the baker in Colorado who now has to bake the cakes for gay. And somebody will argue, well, but, you know, they have a business. They got to serve anybody. If you come into a gas station, it doesn't matter if you're gay or not, you get served gas. How do you argue that the baker should or should not have the right to do what he did?
I'm an attorney. I have a choice of which clients I wish to represent and not represent. So I am absolutely astounded that the First Amendment rights of this baker have basically been thrown away, and he has been told, you will do what we tell you to do. That's
now,
what happens
court,
in communist countries.
Okay, is the court doing that, or is the Human Rights Commission doing that in these communities, in this case, Colorado?
That's the problem as well, is that the Human Rights Commission has been given the power of the sword, which is absolutely wrong. There's way too much power given to these administrative agencies that is both unconstitutional according to our federal constitution, which applies to the states via the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, but even the state constitutions don't allow that much power given to these agencies. Somebody needs to stand up to these agencies and say, no, you cannot order me to do something that violates my First Amendment rights.
But we're doing it every day, all over the country. And you know what? Barack Obama's behind it. He is. He has no problem with this. He wants to transform America. Transform. He's ruining America.
Oh, I want to read a quote. When he was campaigning, he had as his one of his advisors, Linda Darling Hammond. She learned under Bill Ayers. You've heard that name
Bill
before.
Bill Ayers, the communist and
radical.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and here is a quote from Linda Darling Hammond. She said, Barack Obama has outlined a set of ambitious plans to transform American education on a scale not seen since the days of the Great Society. Obama Core, this is what we call Common Core, it's going to be worse for America than Obamacare if we don't stop it.
Wow, now that's saying a lot. And if any of you have questions for Marge Holston, who is an attorney and on the board of Minnesotans Against Common Core, and how this is impacting your school, children in public schools. It's not in private school yet, is it? Or private schools can accept it?
There are many private schools that are adopting it. I have talked to a couple of priests who run some Catholic schools, and they have said to me that, oh, yes, we think the parents want it. It's like, no, it is your job to educate these parents. And one of the things that many of them are mistaken about is they think they can just pick and choose certain parts, but Common Core is actually copyrighted. So once they adopt it, they have to take the whole thing. Parents need to become educated and say, no, we do not want this.
Well, I thought the only good news that's come out of the first segment with you is that you can opt out, but you got to go do it.
Right.
And I agree with you. I would not keep my kids in public school anymore because all these values that are against conservative Christian values. And I know that there are school districts that, like the bullying bill, had a portion of that you didn't have to even tell the parents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a bullying bill at all. But when you look at the polling, people think, well, bullying, I'm not for bullying. But that bill had a whole homosexual agenda to it.
Oh, absolutely it does. And who defines what bullying is? And then the schools are doing things that are very, they're totally usurping parental values, and they're making some gay class activities mandatory, which means a parent cannot even remove their child from them.
And by the way, there was no need for it because the fact is the school districts were doing a good job against bullying. And by the way, if you have any questions for Marge Holston, we're talking about Common Core, but also just we're talking about education and what's happening to our children in the schools. You should be aware of, and you should be aware of Common Core. Give us a call, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. So where do you see Marge just going with Common Core? Is it going to keep growing?
Well, yeah.
Can we stop it? What can we do?
We do need to stop it. I mean, it has just recently been implemented. It started in 2009 with what we call Porculus. There was $4.35 million of race to the top funds, and then states could apply.
Race to the top.
Race to the top. That was money from Obama. And according to that, the schools could apply to receive funds. Minnesota didn't actually receive funds. But when states made application for this, they could also apply to receive No Child Left Behind waivers. That's huge because No Child Left Behind, signed by Bush in the early 2000s, really did effectively set schools up to fail because they had to be 100% proficient by the year 2012. There was no way schools could be that proficient. And so by accepting race to the top funds or applying for them, they had to. They could get the No Child Left Behind waivers, and then they could. They also agreed at that point that they would comply with Common Core standards, which hadn't yet been written at that point. National assessments yet hadn't been available. They had to agree to comply with P20. You've heard of K-12.
Yep.
P20 is preschool up through age 20. That's how much more control they want over them. And the schools had to adopt. Had to agree to build longitudinal data systems, and that's for the data mining where they keep track of this data of students.
I don't want the government knowing about my family and our values. I'll tell you, I'm talking to a lawyer and activist and board member of Minnesota Against Common Core, Marjorie Holston. And if you got questions, give us a call, 651-289-4499. This is serious. If you got your kids in school, especially public schools, you don't want Common Core. You should be calling us, 651-289-4499, asking questions to Marge. And Roxanne and Egan, you've got a